First of all, in Chulin of Ozora, Psachim, in the Inyonim of Taruvus, by the Rosh Hashiva, continued, Hey Tevis, Hey Tov Shemem Zayin, January 6, 1987, on Tuesday, continued. Zohar Pesachim Shir Tezayim Bin Yoni Taruvas by Rosh Hashanah Yud Beis Tevis Hei Tov Shemem Zayin January 13th, 1987 on Tuesday.
The Ramban had a different girl singers. But the Miri Denn hier in Psochen, she points out that the white gears is where it appears in our tether. Ilem Rebleser, my year is seer balsaktiro, chometz name, but not that that's quite good. But the Ramban's gear say, apparently was, Ilem Rebleser, my year is seer, kolatir kule name, the alpino chometz, because for the same reason that we say back a brother said by Chomet, since the Torah says Chomach Meses to Yisrael, some mele there is Aloha Pena Mistar to Yisrael, so Bachile, the Torah says Kol, by Dam the Torah says Kol, by Shotzin the Torah says Kol, and Yisrael Kol Seigo, and that is referenced to also, for it's the case between the mayor and the rabbonist, whether Isurim is starting, they will say, or any story is starting, they will say. So the mayor says that Isurim is starting, they will say. Why? Because every Isur is Michal in the Sechu Kotebo. That the rabbonist Achille can be mayor. So it's not that they don't agree that every Isur is Michal in the Sechu Kotebo. That everybody is. But, according to the Rabbon of the Meir, it's Elafshe the Rose. According to the Meir, it's not Elafshe. So, please, this, in Abizore, Dab Samachvot explains why, according to the Meir, it's not Elafshe the Rose. But, the Chachomim are also maybe that every Yisr is Nichlal in the love of the Sefer Kodesh. We'll see it. Gavi Yisur Mibatim Zeim Zeh. So even according to Madoma, that Yisur Mibatim Zeim Zeh, so there is no Malkis. But in Yisrael there is. Why? Because Yisur Mibatim Zeim Zeh, how they so big in Yisrael, and the specific Shem Yisrael, Chilin, Dan, Nezer. But on the general Shem Yisrael, the same of all the Hebrews, Mashiach to say, that if you mix up up Neser and Pigle, you know, and Tome, and Yam'al, if you mix them up, that the Neser and the Pigle should be battle the Tome and the Neser should be battle the Pigle and the Tome should be battle the Neser. So that you can say, but you cannot say that Bitl is how on the Shem Teivo. There is a general Shem Neser of Teivo. So people is table, nation is table, and Tommy is table. So Mele, even the Pokemon Donald, the Surin, and the Batman, but, so there is no Malkis, but Nisa there is. What is there? The general is of the Sehok of the Evil. So Mele, this is the Pshat in the dead years in Nosia. Ilan Rabeze, my year, yes, about a few. So it's not the Alpusin, it's for the same reason that by Chometz, so the Blessed Darsh, that there is Heta Mistar of Yisrael, so Mele, Oisun, Shotzim, Chile, Dam, and Oisun, because we say who called him. But anyway, we don't have that girls. And this is what the million psalm points out. Alright. We see the command from the Rosh Koma, Yoap, who is Shmatina, the Zab Nizra, and Muhammad, but I'm kind of put on the Shmatam is Zab Nizra. The Hoshe, Tam, and Moshe, Achim, and Kazai, and Yachilas, Pras, and the Barales, Hilka, Zikir, and Blazer, the Nam, Abbas, Tommy, Kavose, Moshe, 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 the Rabbich, and Mizati, the Yashkan, and the Republic, and the Zira, Tom, the Days, if say, are limited, and Blazer, while I'm in Napche. So Ramban says that when Zire is made Sipseya because in a country of Lezra, so it's not that Zire holds like that. Zire says, I'll leave it to the Lezra, with Darshan's call. So Mele is made Sipseya also, but Zire himself doesn't pass problem. The Rablezra name orchestra, you shouldn't get confused. The Rabbezer, the Amir and Amor is still here, as the Minosir. Omar Blaise had a mere Korebiye Shebatir and had a Nistarab Lizer, Chutz Minozer. So here is the Blaise had a mere, it's not the Blaise of the Tane. Und mich im Stommel in der Kinnomen, und dann wo ich mich im Duchte, die ihn und kann nur mich damit wehmen und kommst in der Name der Beeren und hat ihn abgewonnen. Aber ich stand nicht mehr da, wo ich mir mit der Beeren und der Beeren. So ich, der Pschat in der Beeren, ist der Wege der Amoyes, Jung. Der Beeren ist Membre, der Beinozir, so there is, hat er mich da, wo ich sehr, ist because, is because he agreed to Trabalosa. So then the Moresh Destiny Kashi, how can Rabbi Yechanan agree with Trabalosa? But Rabbi Yechanan says, Allah is Stam Mishne, and the Stam Mishne is the thing that I'm starting to say. Aber okay, was der Holy Spiadus, Stomel, Abdi, Samri. Oh, so the question is, isn't the Bahoya right? At all, the mission in the labeling says, the labeling in Pesach, because Chababli, Shecharanovi, Yechem, and Zadbeni, the Yisim and Yitzri, Zuma Shal Tzavoyim, and Zuma Shal Tzavoyim, and Zuma Shal Seifrim. So, and that accord represents the view of Chabweza and the Bright Sinik Zohar. So that's the sum of the mission. So here there is this tradition. But that in Ches, there is a machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. And there, Rav Yehuda says that Al Chometz Nukshe. Al Chometz Nukshe, so he is Chayv Malkes. And Rav Yehuda says he's not Chayv Malkes. He's not Chayv Malkes. And Mimele, and so we could say that even though Rav Yehuda says Al Chometz Nukshe is not Chayv Malkes, but Aruves Chometz is more Chomor than the Chometz Nukshe. You could say, but at that point there is a machlekes between Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, and Rav Nachman. So the Balamoye, the Ramban, he passes like Rav Yehuda Omer Rav. So in other words, so since Rav Yehuda is chelik, that Chometz Nukshe is more chomor than the old Chometz. So since Rav Yehuda is chelik, and Chometz Nukshe there is no malchus. So certainly on the Ubers there is no malchus. So it's stam hakim machlekes. So maybe it's in the Lord is that. Okay, aber okay, was mir auch nicht mehr, das ist doch mir leid, die Sache, ich bin Stammak in Machleke, sie sind in der Woche gestammt, Stampe gespielt mit einer Rebe bei Zore, und Machleke, wie sie mit Pier, Jean, da von Ches, but they are, it's in connection, und kommen zu Nukchenat, aber wer, but according to Rav Yehuda Marad, so kommen zu Nukche, ist Mochamu, denn da wird es kommen, so nicht Rav Yehuda Israeli kann, Chometz Nukshe, so in Mele, he certainly chelei kantarud es Chometz. So, But let's say that Chometz Nukshe is not more Chomot than Tarubes. Chometz Nukshe is not more Chomot than Tarubes. The Tarubes is more Chomot than Chometz Nukshe. The way Rav Nachman says. But the stomach of the first Mishnah in Hilo Ibrahim assumes בין אם ריגל תתרוויס חומץ ובין אם ריגל תחומץ נוקשה, that there is Malkus, because this first Mishnah Leibling mentions four items, that's four items, that's four items of Tavuvis Chometz, and then three items of Chometz Lokshe. So in both there is Chai Malkus. So, and then, but the Mishnah, less than it, the Mishnah that from Ches, so Rabbi Yehuda says, Chometz Nukshe, there is no Malkus. So certainly, even if we say like Allah, that Chometz Nukshe, that Tahunas Chometz is more Chomor than Chometz Nukshe. So really, there is no Raya that since Rabbi Yehuda holds, there is no Malkus for Chometz Nukshe that he also holds. There is no Malkus for Tahunas. So maybe the Buddha holds there is Malkus for Tahunas. But the Buddha certainly holds there is no Malkus for Chometz Nukshe, even though the summary Mishnah, the first Mishnah Leifim says there is Malkus. So it's not a stomach Mishnah, but it's a stomach Hakim Achlekes, at least in respect to Chometz Nukshe. Hey, the Maslis in the end is Taken is done. Kim Shishona Hakim Achlekes, who put a look she, the Loyoi, El the Duke Dahim Maslis in Kerabah. This is where we were interrupted last week. Boy, Loyoi, El the Duke Dahim Maslis in Kerabah. The Pligale Rabea Binukshe, Victone Reishe, Sio Yisore, Vaechli Potter. Sio Yisore, Vaechli Chayev Kovach. Dibur Rabbude. The Nuhami is omitted a certain expression from the Mishnah. But if we mention them, it will be easier to understand the Nuhami. Because the Rosh Hashanah Mishnah is Sio Yisore Veichli Potter. Sio Yisore, let's turn to the Mishnah. You'll see the Rosh Hashanah. So he mentions, the Mishnah mentions Rav Meir Shita in the Lashon of Chacham. The Braise mentions Rav Yehuda Shita in the Lashon of Chacham. But the Mishnah mentions Rav Meir Shita in the Lashon of Chacham. But the Muhammad is omitted one expression of the Mishnah. Izeu Sio Kikane Chagovim, Siduk Shemisavus Dokim Zebuze. That he omitted. Not just to see lines, but you, if we cross each other, so that tziduk, that's chametz gomor. That's chametz gomor. That's according to Rav Yehuda. According to Rav Meir, so if you have kamei chagavim, just lines in the door, even though the lines don't visibly cross each other, so then it is chametz mukshi. And when is it chametz gomor? According to Rav Yehuda, but according to Rav Meir, so if it's a chsif upon, if it blanched, if it became, the color change, so then it became pale. So the dough, they acquired a pale appearance, so then it's chametz mukshi. And if it is kikale chagovim, if it is kikale chagovim, so then it's chametz gomor, according to me. According to the mayor called Shirsit Panov, over the Plige, so the Plige Rabbonon, so the Rabbonon is the mayor. So, Zeviseo Echo Bikores, what it means Zeviseo Echo Bikores, whether it's Nismalus Dokin Zemise, the Tziluk, or it's Kane Chagodin, so it's Chayv Kores. But the Chachomim, the Rabbonon, are not chilik on the lashon of the Mishnah in the Reishe that Sio Yisori Veichul Poter. So and the Bahamis assumed that when the Mishnah says Sio Yisori, again. Sio Yisorei Vaichli Poter. So Poter means Poter from everything. Not only Poter from Kores, but Poter even from Malkus. And why don't the Chachomim say Ze vize Oichli Chayv Kores Ve Oichl Sio Chayv Malkus? They only say Ze Chachomim Ze vize Oichli Chayv Kores. But they don't say the Chachomim Eimrim Ze Vize Oich L'Chayv Kores V'Oich L'Sio Chayv Malkus. That they don't say. Why not? The answer is because there is a double machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. Rabbi Yehuda. One machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is in regard to the question what constitutes Chometz Mukshe and what constitutes Chometz Gomor. So according to Rav Meir is machmir. According to Rav Meir, hechsif uponot. If the appearance became pale, the appearance of the dough is pale, so then it's already chometz mukshe. According to Rav Yehuda, if it just became pale, it's still matzah. It's not even chometz mukshe. And according to Rav Meir, if it is Kame Chagovim, then it's Chometz Gomor. According to Rav Yehuda, if it's Kame Chagovim, so it is Chometz Nukshi. Chometz Nukshi. And according to Rav Yehuda, if it's Kame Chagovim, it's Chometz Nukshi. And according to Rav Meir, it's Chometz Gomor. And according to Rav Yehuda, that Kame Chagovim is only Chometz Nukshe, so when is it Chometz Gomor? If it is Nisavus Dokim Zebeze, when the lines that look like horns of locusts cross each other visible. But according to Rav Meir, even if the lines don't cross each other visibly, so it's already Chometz Gomor. Why? Because even though on the face, on the surface, so there are no lines crossing, but there are lines crossing in the door beneath. So because Eilecho called Sedek Visedek Milmailo, Sheile Kamos Dokim Nomad. So the Mishnah says, Rachachomim Zevizeo Eich Lechayev Kores. What it means Zevizeo? Bein Kikam Chagobim. Bein shenisav was looking zeh v'zeh is chaykos. Not like Rabbeinu. So, Rabbeinu HaKodesh in this Mishneh expresses that Mei HaShiteh in the Lashon of Chachamim, we shall Mei HaShiteh. Not Rabbeinu Mei HaShiteh in regard to the question as to whether HaMesnukshin there is Malkus or not. But Rabbeinu Mei HaShiteh in regard to the definition of HaMesnukshin and in regard to the definition of HaMesnukshin. So according to Rabbi Yudeh, what's the definition of Chometz Gomor, Nisar, Mosdok, and Zemazeh? According to Rabbi Meir, what's the definition of Chometz Gomor, Kamech Agomim? So as far as that machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yudeh is concerned, so Rabbi HaKodesh formulated Rabbi Meir Shiteh in the Lashon Chachamim. But the other Rabbi Meir Shiteh, that for Chometz Nukshi Achai Malkes, he didn't formulate Lashon Chacham. It's a very remarkable deal. And the Klieger of one of the Eichli Potter, Mashma, the Ore Ketam, Izeo Sio She Eichli Potter, Kol She Yersifu Pono, Umipnei Shero, Rebbe Dvorov Shal Vemeyer, Bizeo Sio, Bizeo Siduk, I'm pointing it out. In other words, one shouldn't make such a terrible mistake and assume that when Shem says, "Oh, Rebbet Borosh of the Meir Bizeu Sio, Bizeu Sio, Bihutzach Mishneis of Moshe Chachamim," that it means Chas V'Sholem because he approved of. So he mentioned it was Chacham, Chas V'Sholem. I mean, if he just Rameh Ashiteh, Ashiteh Yochid, how will he Chas V'Sholem mention it was Chachamim? But it means Rabbi HaKodesh in the Sadr HaMishneh. So he discussed with his Dinei all these questions, the machlokes between Rameh and Rabbi Dinei. So in Beis Dinei, when they took a vote on that question, so the whole members of the best deal of Rabbeinu HaKodesh agreed with the Shita of Rabbi Meir in regard to the definition of Chometz Gomor and Chometz Mukshe. So that's why it's Chutzrach Mishneis of Rosh Chachamim, because the Mishneisho, Rebbe Dvorosh of Rabbi Meir, Bizeo Sio, Bizeo Siduk, and then the Reif Chachamim of Bizdinei of Rabbeinu HaKodesh agreed with Rabbeinu HaKodesh with the Shita of Rameya, so that's why that Shita of Rameya is mentioned Rosh Chachamim. But the other Shita of Rameya, that there is Malkus for Chometz Mukshe, that the Bizdini of Rabbeinu HaKodesh did not pass, did not machriya like Rameya. So that's why the other Shita of Rameya is not mentioned Rosh Chachamim. ומפני שרו רבן דורש את רבי הרי זה סיו וזה הוא סידו והוא צריך משנה שבו שכה חומים לראות סו מישני ולסיינו שיהיה הוא סיו ילי יצר בויים וישום הסתם סנדו מרס על הקאנטרה יסי it's remarkable the way the Mohammed was died and you can see from that from every other Mohammed if you delve into it you see how the Rishayim counted the words in every mission, in every gemara. So, the Behutza Mishneis, Losh Chachom, Losh Mishneisim, Sheikh Otsli, Yerik, Esar Boim, Vishom Estam. So that means that Rabbeinu HaKodesh did not pass like Rameya in regard to the question as to whether there is Malkus, for Chometz Nukshe. So even though the Stam Mishneh, the first Mishneh Leibling, is like Rameya, because the first Mishneh mentions three items of Chometz Nukshe, for which it's Hebrew, and it means that there is Bal Royen, and because there is Malkus for Achille, there is Bal Royen, so that means there is Malkus for Achille. But this Mishneh has a machlekes between Rameya and Rabbi Yudeh. And even though Rabbi HaKodesh mentioned the Shita of Rameya, Beloshen Chachomim, that's only in regard to one Shita of Rameya, not in regard to the other Shita. You see, this is the point where his masi come there. And the Ramoya, because Ramoya means the Raya, you see, the Trabim, the Adam Mishneh, even though it's a Machlekes, but there he mentioned Moshe Chachamim. So that means Rabbi Nakodesh passed the Bezdini of Rabbi Nakodesh passed like a mayor that there is Malkom in the Jew. So Ramban says now, he only mentioned the Rosh Chachamim one sheet of a mayor in regard to the definition of Chometz Nukshe and the definition of Chometz Gomor. But in regard to the question as to whether there is Malkes for Chometz Nukshe or not, he did not mention the Rosh Chachamim. So he did not pass like a mayor then. So in Meile we have a cloud, Yochid the Rab Maloche Kirabim, so the Aloche is that Chachmetz Nukshe, there is no Malkes, and it's not Aloche Kistabishne because it's Tabahati Makleikes. וזה מקיתנו שלו המוי הזל שכל את נורא מאיר לא שכחומים וכן פרזק שמובעים כי רב מאיר שהאדון המפורש הראשון הרב לא שכחומים אלו ביסיו ביסידו שרוב בדבורה של רב מאיר משמתן את פריש בגמורה שאם הוא תרוצה לבספק מלמיילו שאין בעיקר מוצדוק עם מלמטו ועד הרב ולשאוף כל רב מאיר בדינסיו שממנו שלא ירוא בו זה דבורות ולרוצו לשני זו לא שכחומים. So Rabbi Nakodesh only mentioned Losh Chachomim, the sheet of Rameya in regard to the definition of Chometz Nukshe and the definition of Chometz Nukshe. And Rabchiye, he went one step farther, and even in regard to the definition of Chometz Nukshe and Chometz Gomor, he didn't formulate it like Losh Chachomim. Because the Bezdini of the Priya, they agreed with Rabbi Yehuda, not only in regard to the question as to whether there is Malkes for Chometz Nukshe or not, but even in regard to the question of the definition of Chometz Nukshe and Chometz Nukshe. The Rabbi Priya Shana Bishmei Ra, V'chein Poska Agenim Zal Kirab Yechen and the Yede. Oh, finished. Now he's going to discuss something. So now he finished his Asoge on the Bramoya. But he's still not through with his Asoge of the Bramoya. Because the Bramoya is the Kash. Here we say, Taikus Chabab. So the Blazer holds there is more. Why? Because the Blazer holds Hetam Tzadar Blitz. But by Kushabavli, there is also Tamos. So why does the Gemara say that the reason is why the Blazer says Kushabavli Shechamodi is Israel Mitzri. So there is Malkes, because the Blazer holds Kol Machmetzes, he learns out that Hetam Tzadar is a no because of a Tamkiga. The Balmoya Estes Kashi, the Balmoya Militar, the Bichrit, she says, true that there is a Tam, but this couldn't be also on the score of Tam King. So the Balmoya Estes Kashi and the two Estes Kashi, because Pesach, the Fundala mentioned, so the two give the Teretz here. Kuschabab means also on the score of Hetam Tzadar Yitzchayim, Malkes on the score of Hetam Tzadar Yitzchayim, but not on the score of Tavkikya, because it's not Tavkikya, it's Kiyabal. Kiyabal means it's a smack. It smacks of Chomet, it's not a real Tavkikya. That's the Torah's Tavkikya. But the Ramayah is a different Tavkikya. No, it's a Tavkikya. But the Tavkikya in Kuschabab is not a Tavkikya. What's Kuschabavli? Kuschabavli is a mixture of many things. So among the things, so there are many ingredients. One of the ingredients is crumbs of bread. And then you have milk, cheese, all kinds of dairy things in it. So it gives it time. So what's the time? When you eat the Kuschabavli, so you feel a special time for Kuschabavli. That's a time you have. But you don't feel the tam bread. You don't, you know, when you mix many things, so that gives a composite tam. the original Talmud, because after all, I mean, you have many other things. So when you eat Kisach HaBavli, you don't feel the time. You don't feel the time of the Kisach HaBavli is something like ketchup today. I don't know why I never eat ketchup. I can't eat ketchup. I can't stand it. But the American children, I mean, those who grew up in America, they love ketchup. So I'm sure that ketchup has its own unique time. Even though ketchup, you have tomatoes, you have all kinds of spices. But I don't think, I mean, I couldn't say, you know better than I, that when you eat ketchup, you feel the time of tomatoes, you feel the time of garlic. I don't think so. I suppose that ketchup has its own unique composite. So Kisach HaBavli is like ketchup. Like ketchup. So they used to dip the eichlin in the Kisach HaBavli, the way people today dip their eichlin in ketchup. So they used to dip their eichlin, their food, in Kisach HaBavli. So Kisach HaBavli, one of the ingredients of the Kisach HaBavli is forms of pieces of chametz. Pieces of chametz. So then, so mele, it had its own tamiure, its own composite. But it didn't have, when you eat the Kisach HaBavli, you didn't feel the tam, the peculiar tam of bread. So mele, you couldn't be higher from the score of tamtikia. In order to be higher from the score of tamtikia, then it has, you have to feel the tam of the Isar itself, not a tamiure, a composite tam that originates as a result of the commingling of two tam. That's the Balaam Wisdom. So the Ramban is Chilke. Now this is very important. Shapiro Chetam Starbin Sarabhazer A Navy Shane B Tam. A Navy Shane B Tam So he says, in other words, apparently there was some says that the Aloha Fetam Starf Lisa, which is a machlekes between the Lezer and the Rabbonon, has reference to a case where the heter is, where the iser is biuret with the heter, and his bottle doesn't give it up. Because if it gives it up, why do you have to resort to the Mistar of Isa? So even the Chachomim were achilik can have the Mistar of Isa. But let them say he's higher and it's called Tamgiike. So that's why there were some who said that the whole aloche of heter, Hetam Staravisa has reference to a case where there is no Tamisa. Because if there is Tamisa, we don't have to have recourse to Hetam Staravisa, so then we should be higher than the score of Tamkika. But it has reference to a case where there is no Tamisa. So then, from the point of view of Tamkika, I would be higher. But if we say Hetam Staravisa is higher, he said that couldn't be, because then it will follow that according to the pleasure of says Hetam Mistar of Lisa, by Chometz he certainly says Hetam Mistar of Lisa, so Chometz Mashu should be higher Malkus. And this is the Rapashu, that Mashu Chometz is only awesome the Rabbana, is only awesome the Rabbana, and if the Tarubis takes place before Pesach, so then it's even according to most Hashem, we don't say Chizr Miya, so even the Rabbonim is negative. But according to Ablezer, there should be a Chizr Malkus. So obviously, we don't say Hetam Start Lisa if there is Rov and no Tam. Because if there is Rov and no Tam, so then there is no Isa to say Hetam Start Lisa. You can say Hetam Start Lisa if you have Isa, you have Hetam Start Lisa. But if you have rov and no tam, so then it's possible rov, and there is no tam kikya, so there is bittul. If there is bittul, so what kind of isa do you have to which the heter will be installed? style. So in other words, when do we say Hefer style for Iser? If it is Biuref, if it is Muref, so you see. The Shita of Rashi is that we say Hefer style for Iser without us. It is true, I mean. I said last week and a few weeks ago that it's not that Rashi, according to Rashi. So if we say Hetam Star Pisa, let's say by Moses, we say Hetam Star Pisa, so if a person would take just a piece of pasta, which is a nice pasta, separate, and a few grapes, Hotika's eyes of grapes, separately, and you put it in his mouth, and then you swallow the end of the high moment. No. Because when Rashi mentions Hetam Star Pisa by Nozia, he mentions the example of a nausea who dipped the piece of bread in wine. But he mentioned, even though only half of the piece of bread is dipped in wine, and the other half is not dipped in wine, so it's still high. But only, why did he mention the dip? What I should say, why dip? He takes a piece of bread, and he takes a few grapes. The piece of bread is Chotzikas eyes. The few grapes are Chotzikas eyes. And he puts them in the mouth. Rather than mention dip, the answer is, even according to Rashi, and this is something that the Achreinim and him don't mention, but I think that's mashma from Rashi's Loshen himself, that even Rashi will be made, that in the case where there is no Tarubes ultimate, no chibur, no attachment between the heter and the isa, just separate. He just takes a hefikas eyes of bread and hefikas eyes of grapes, and he puts them in the mouth and he swallows them. Is not high. There has to be some sort of ear of the tarubis. It doesn't have to be a real tarubis. A real tarubis means that it's not nika or isa. So even if the Isa is Nika, and even though, I mean, only half of the bowl was dipped in wine, and the other half has no drops of wine, but since the one half and the other half are hooked up to each other, so there is a certain chibur connection between them. They are Nurev. They are not Nurev in the sense of Tarubos of Beetle. Because if it's Nikal Isa, if you can recognize, identify the Isa from the Heter, even though they are Mechuga to each other, so then there is no big. But for the Aloha of Heter Nistar of Isa, this kind of Tarubis is enough. But only when they are together, they are Mechuga, they are Mechuga, connected, mixed one with another, even though they can be separated easily. So we say at the Talisa, but if they are separate altogether, then even Rashi will be made that there is no aloche or peta istarbisa. And I think that the writer here also says, Feresh, even if it's not Nure, so it's very likely that we say not Nurev, it means not Nurev in the sense of Tahudes, where it's not Nikal Nisa, but it has to be Nurev, they should be mixed together. Otherwise, there is no episode. Anyway, Rashi should be certain. So he says, but the Rabbanj Tesves says that Aloha Petam Star Pinsel is only when it's Nurev. And Nurev means Nurev Manish. If you dip, let's say, a piece of bread, and only half of the piece was dipped in wine, the other half is not dipped in wine, then we put inside the other half of the piece of bread that is not in wine, even though it's together. So according to this, we require more mamish. So, but the Rabban Shite that we require Tarubes Mamesh, and if there is Tarubes, so So when we say Hetam Tzedakah Miser, according to Rambam, only if, let's say, the Amulet and Yisar is more than the Hetam, then of course we say Hetam Tzedakah Miser, or Yishon Bishon, let's say, Chotzi Kazayis of Yisar is Yuret, and Chotzi Kazayis of Heter, then we say Hetam Tzedakah Miser. Or even if the Heter is more than the Miser, the Heter is more than the Miser, let's say the Heter is two places, and the Miser is a Chotzikalais, and it's moving, but it gives it time. In other words, it's in the ratio of 1 to 5, let's say. So two Xesim of Heter are moved with Hefik Azayis of Isa. So it's in the ratio of 1 to 5, but it gives it out. So since there is a lot of Tanki care, so then there is no Bittul, Chal, and Isa. So we can say Hetam Tzedakah Miser. We can say it on Tavisa, but only if it gives a real.
So how do they say?
וכלל לקראת הדבורים שתמקים כהו בכל ניס ניתני, בכל ניס ניתני שאין שום המושי של ניסה, גן בוסו בחולו וגאול אינו אחרים, וגן טיפס יין, איסר שנופו לגדירו, ובוטל ממושו, ולבוטל טיימו, ואפילו אין במיגור של איסקלים, כי גן הנובים ששור במים, והוא שנוסענו איסר בהתר, טעם גודל, כי הוא ניסר בקזייס ממושי של איסר, ואפילו בשיח שיעור שיעור צירופי, זהו טעם כעיקר שלומנו מנוזיר לכל הצירי כולה. סובן הסתם כעיקר, ודוזדה לא חפתם כעיקר נאות, יהפתו מדי כנאו של מלאכה. It's very obscure, but let's see what is it of the Ramban. He says, טעם כעיקר is, בכל ניס ניתנים שאין שום המושי של ניסר, כן בוסו בחולו בידול לנוחים, וכן טיפס יין עושה שנופו לבדירו, ובוטל ממושו, ובוטל ממושו, ולבוטל טיין, ואפילו אין בין מגוב של ניסר כלום, כגן הנובים ששורו במים, he soaked grapes in water, והוא שנו שנו איסה בהתר, טעם גודל, כאילו ניסר בקזייס ממושי של איסה. So, does he say, so we saw that the Rambam Shiti is, that in order that the Tam Kika should be the Raise, so there has to be a Tarubes of Kazayis with the Achilles Pras. Now, according to the Rambam, so Kazayis happens to be Shlish Beitza. You know the other Rishonim say Chotz Beitza. But the Rambam so Shiti is that Kazayis is Shlish Beitza. And Chotz, that the Achilles Pras, Chotz Kikia, according to the Rambam, consists of Gimel Beitza. Again, because the Rambam is between Rashi and the Rambam, the Machlekes is in Erem, the Pivor, I think, Machlekes Tanoi, but the Machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam is how we pass. So the Rambam passes that Pras is Gimel Beitzi, and Rashi passes that Pras is Dalet Beitzi. So, Mele Kazayu Ad Achilles Pras. So, according to the Rambam Shiti, that Pras is given Beitzi. So, Kazayu Achilles Pras, if we were to assume that Kazayu is Chotzi Beitzo, then it would be, if Pras is now a Beitzi, then it would be in the ratio of 1 to 8. And according to the Rambam, that Pras is given Beitzi, if the Rambam Shit had been that Kazayis is Chotzi Beitzo, like the other Rishonim, so then it would be the ratio of 1 to 6. But the Rambam Shit happens to be that Kazayis is Shlish Beitzo, and Pras, the Rambam Shit happens to be, is Gimel Beitzi. So that's in the ratio of 1 to 9. So, in other words, according to the Rambam, so Kazai Achilles Pras is either in the ratio of 1 to 9, or in the ratio of 1 to 8, or in the ratio of 1 to 6. So you have three possibilities. Either in the ratio of 1 to 8, or in the ratio of 1 to 6, or in the ratio of 1 to 9. According to the Rambam himself, so it's in the ratio of 1 to 9. Whatever. So the Rambam, according to the Rambam, so when we say that Tam Kikar is the Raise, only when there is a Tziruf Kazayi Achilles Pras, that means in the ratio of 1 to 9. But if it's not in the ratio of 1 to 9, let's say it's in the ratio of 1 to 10, even though the Tam is in Tam Gomo, so then Tam Kikar is not the Raise. Tam Kikar is not the Raise. Now, so according to the Rambam, the Rambam mentions here an example. You take grapes and you soak them in water. Then you take out the grapes. I'm sure that if the scientific experiment would be performed, so then it would have determined that even though the water absorbed many droplets of the juice of the grapes by being soaked, but it's not in the ratio of 1:9. Impossible. It should be in the ratio of 1:9. So according to the Rambam, he wouldn't be higher. The nozzle wouldn't be higher if, let's say, he would drink the water in which grapes were soaked. And then somebody would drink the water would be higher according to the Rambam. It's not Kazai Bechilas Pras. It's not Kazai's Bechilas Pras. But the Mohammed says, in this case, who grow prata dvorim, chetam ki ikea, who behold this new time, shein shom amoshi shom isa, ki boso beholo vidu nochim, who din tipas yayin, who posarash, shen, shenofa ligdeiro, who botel mamosho, who botel taimo. Now, certainly in this case, suppose ligdeiro soup is being cooked, pot of soup is being cooked on fire, and then some wine is spilled into that pot. So that soup will have a wine with a ratio of 1:9, inconceivable. But it might have a big town. So is higher, the Ramban says. In Tipas Yain, also Shinof Ludeo, who bottle Mamosha, who bought a timer, but to the aim being the goofy Shalisa crew, the Anodim Sheshaw of the Mayim. So it's higher. According to the Raman, would be higher because Anodim Sheshaw of the Mayim, so there couldn't be Kazai Lechelas Pras. When the Raman mentions by Noza that it's higher than the score of Tantikia, he doesn't mention the example of Anodim Sheshaw of the Mayim, but he mentions the example of Shaw Pitim Yai, so then you could have Kazai Lechelas Pras Manus. If you dip a piece of bread in wine, so you could have a Kazai's Pirdi Achelas Pras of the wine that was absorbed by the bread. But the Rambam doesn't mention the example of Shaw anodding the wine and then drink the water. Because according to the Rambam, in order to be chayev, there has to be mamish, the mamoshes of the Yisra, in the ratio of 1:9, in the ratio of 1:9, but here there is no in the ratio of 1:9, not even in the ratio of 1:10, not even in the ratio of 1:20, I would say, not even in the ratio of 1:30, I mean, if you soak grapes in water, so I don't think that you'll have that ratio, but he says he's higher. In Tipas Yain, Osh, Nofri, Deo, Botoma, Ubotel, Mamosho, Dori, Botel, Taimo, Vahti, Leibi, Dikuf, Shem, Isakum, Gyanom, Shishom, Vemayim, Dihu, Shino, Sanu, Yisa, Beheter, Tam, Godel, Ki, Ilu, Nisana, Bekazayis, Mamoshi, Shom, Yisea, Vapu, Bisech, Shion, Tzuri. In other words, so the Ramban also mentions Kazai Lachilas Pras, but according to the Ramban, the Kazai Lachilas Pras is not a shiur in the ratio of the Targumis. According to the Ramban, it's a shiur in the ratio, 1:9, 1:8, 1:6. According to the Ramban, it has to be 1:9. But according to the Ramban, it's not a question of ratio. It's the degree of time. You know, sometimes you feel it comes, but it's not, you don't feel it so strong. And sometimes you feel it very strong. So that depends if it is a spice. So even if it's in the ratio of 1:50, or even there sometimes if it's a spice, even if it's in the ratio of 1:100, so you feel that. You feel that up, certain spices, you put in, you know, just one drop of something very strong, for say garlic. So even if it's the ratio of 1 to 50, or maybe even the ratio of 1 to 100, you have shishi. So, Kalanutsa Dabidali Taimi Afil Velatli Bodhi. Because you still feel the time. You feel the time. But if it's not his price, so you feel a strong time only if you put in a lot of it. But if you put in little, not. But if it's something that is very spicy, so even if you sometimes put in a drop, you'll feel a strong time. So the measure of Kazayachalas Pras is not a measure in the ratio, but it's a measure in the degree of the time. In other words, that you should feel the time so strongly that in ordinary foods, it would require the ratio of 1 to 6, the ratio of Kazayim v'Achilas Pras. In other words, it has to be that kind of degree of time. So it's not a shio in the ratio, it's a shio in the strength of the time, in the degree of the time. So he says, Vafilein be'migufi shamisa tuna, kien anobin sheshor b'mai, v'yu shenosan ho'yisa b'heter, tam godeh, kiyu nisar b'y, kazayis mamoshe shalisa, v'afilu b'seich shio tzirufe, zehu tam jikya, sholomadnu minozir, l'chol atire kule. So it's a bit chidesh. Because from the other Gesheim it appears that Kazayim v'Achilas Pras is mamesh ishio in the taruves, in the reish. You take one kazayis and you mix it with 5.5 gzeis or 7.5 beis. Or 8.5 beis. Or 8.5 beis. That's the shio. 1 to 6, 1 to 8, 1 to 9. But according to Ramban, no. Even if it has no mamoshes, let's say you sow grapes in water, and you don't see any juice in the water. Sometimes if you sow grapes in water for a long time, so the color will change and you will see. I mean that it has the chazus and the mare of juice, not of water. But suppose you soak it for a while, so the grapes, so the color of the water will not change. But when you drink the water, you will feel the tam of wine. You don't have mamish, the ratio of 1 to 6, 1 to 8, or even 1 to 9. But the tam is as strong as if you had the taruves of in the ratio of 1 to 6, 1 to 8, 1 to 9. So it's a shi on the tam. It's a big chidesh. Vihu shenosan uisa biheter tam godeo kil nisar be kazayis mamoshi shalisa. Ba'afilu b'sich shiyot zerufei. What is shiyot zerufei? Kazayim v'de'achilas pras. The tam is as great and is as substantial as if you had a taruves in the ratio of kazayim v'de'achilas pras. Zehu tam jinkya, sholmadu minozir, l'chol ha'terekul, v'heta mistarif v'yisar, shekol heta v'yisar shenisarim mamoshom, bein v'eichum bein imashki, ואיכם משניהם נמצסי מהיר שאפשרו נולימה דהדר מצור. So, שכל את הליס, ואת המסתר, that's tamkik, what is את המסתר ואיסר? ואת המסתר ואיסר, שכל היתר ואיסר שניסר את במושון. So you see how he emphasizes, he is מדגיש the expression ניסר את במושון, not if it's not Nisar, not like Rashi Shite and the Raivet Shite, that even if it's not Nisar. So I said that even according to Rashi, he doesn't require Nisar in the sense that it should be any Nikar Yisar. So even if it's Nikar Yisar, but it has to be, there has to be a connection, a mixture, a commingling But if it's completely separate, here are a few grains, here is a piece of bread, I put the piece of bread in my mouth, then I put the few grains in my mouth, then there is no Adam Stavis. But the Ramban is madgish, he emphasizes especially Yure, the Adam Stavis, Ashekol Adam Nisa, Shemisari Mamosho, Uyimamesh Mixtel, and it's not Nikarins. Shemisari Mamosho, Bein Beichlin, Bein Bimashkin, Beichel Mishnee, Kazais, Heter Atminas Nisa, Vilekino, Binozia, Mashein came in the case of Shoro, and not in Bimayim, then he drinks the water, we couldn't say it, Mr. Nisa, because is there any Mamoshes of Nisa? If, let's say, to be Shoro for such a long time, that the color will change, and you'll have the juice of the grape, alright, then you could say it, Mr. Nisa. But suppose the color didn't change, it looks like water. So you don't have mamoshes Isa, but just the tam of the grapes. When you drink the water, you feel the tam of grapes. So it has the flavor, a grape flavor. You feel the tam of grapes, but you don't have the mamoshes of the grape juice in the water. So then you couldn't say tam Isa, but only tam kia. Only tam kia. Better Mr. Vishesh Koleta Vishesh Sala Moshe Michal Mashkin, the Mishneh Kazai, Sedratna Seisa, Waiting all of the Nozia, the Lamadu, Shah Pose, Lirab. But one thing we can see from the Chavis. Now, we learned in the Tesis in Psochim, in Tesis in Zvochim, we went over all the Sugis. So there is machlekes Hashem about tamtika. So there are many sheets in tamtika. So there is one sheet, the sheet of Rashi, the tamtika passes, the tamtika is in the Rabbah. But we pointed out that even though Rashi passes, that the tamtika is in the Rabbah. So that doesn't mean that Rashi is the biggest maker. Because on one hand, he is the biggest maker. He passes the tamtika in the Rabbah. On the other hand, he's the biggest machmir here, because Rashi paskins, first of all, Rashi is the biggest machmir here, because he is one of the Shinu paskins like Rabbi Yudei, that in the name hasn't been Rashi in the rice. But then, even according to the Rabbanon of today, that it's both the Shishin, but Shishin is required even by in the name in the rice. Only as an Isaresa, because the office of Tomsoya Bashir. So initially, even though on the score of Tamkiika per se, so it's not also the rice, but if you don't have shishin, so then it's also the rice, because it's when you there is no tam altogether, but if you don't have shishin, so then it's also the rice, because of the nese. We learn out from Zoya Bashela. So the melee, even though Tamkiika per se is the Rabbono, but if you don't have Shishi, it's also the rice and it's up the Alfuse from Zoya Bashelo. But it would be, suppose you have Shishi, but it's still to the town. So then, according to Rashi, according to the Mandama Tantika, the rice, even if you have Shishi, so the town is in town Kolush, it's still also the rice. And according to the way Rashi passed, so if you do have shish, even though there is a town, so then it's only also the Rabbanon. So on a theoretical level, Rashi is the biggest maker on the question of Tamkiika as such, but on a practical level, he's not the biggest maker, he's the biggest machmir. Because in the case of Minimine, he passes the Kabyude, it passes the Mashu, the Rice. In the case of Minchaloy Minimine, so even according to the Rabbanon of Kabyude, there is a loch of Shishi in the Rice. So even though Tamkiika is searching on the Rabbanon, but if you don't have Shishi, then it's also in the Rice, because it's going to go out of Minimine. And the Rabban sheet is the Tamkiika in one second. So Rashi sheet is the Tamkiika is searching. then the Shittas Rambam is the Tam Kikar is in the Raisi. But only if there is in the ratio of Kazai Lachiras Pras, the ratio of 1 to 9, then there is the Shittas from the Tam, the Tam Kikar is the Raisi, and not only that the Issa, the heretofore Issa is not good for, even the heretofore Heter becomes converted into Issa. Becomes converted into the Shita from the Tam. And then there is the Shita of Rabbi Leo, that Tam, and the Baramoyer and the Raivet, that Tam Kiicher is Midrabonon. Now, Rabbi Yisim Sah, then there is the Shita of Rabbi Yisim Molainish, Rabbi Yisim Molainish, that his Shita is, and Rabbi Yisim Molainish says, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Tam Kiikar is learned out from Geula Midyon, so since in Geula Midyon there is no love, only in Isreset, there is no Malkus. But according to the Rabbonah of Rabbi Akiva, the Tam Kiikar is learned out from Mishpat Hanon Meichal, and there love is mentioned Meichal, so then there is Malkus. But then there is the Shite of the Baramoyer, that even if we say, even according to the Rabbanon, that Tam Kiikar is learned out from Mishras Hanovim Lo Yeichel, but so only by Nozer there is Malkus, but by Shor Yisurim, so the a Malki Minadin, so the ancient Minadin, there is only an Issa, Zonisa. And then there is the Shite of the Raivet and Rabbi Bio and many, many Rishenim, that the Pshat in Tam Kiikar is that the Pshat in Tam Kiikar is that if there is Tam Iser in the Heter, then the heretofore Iser does not become bottle, but the heretofore Heter remains Heter. So male, in order to be high Malkus, you have to eat Kazai Lechilas Pras. If you don't eat Kazai Lechilas Pras, so then you're not high Malkus because there is no Tzil. So, Yaroma Iba the Issa of Rosh Hashio, and this is to be distinguished from the Shittas Rambam, because according to the Raivet, this is what Reb Chaim points out. I told you a piece of the Reb Chaim and Pirush Tzvot Mochas Machos Asuras. According to the Raivet, so the Pshat and many Rishenim, it's not Kazai Dachilas Pras is necessary in order that Tam Kiikar should take effect. Tam Kiikar takes effect even if it's not Kazai Vechilas Pras. But if it's not Kazai Vechilas Pras, it cannot be Chayav Malkus. Because the halach of Tam Kiikar is that if there is Tam Kiikar, then the Issa is not but. So the Issa remains Issa. But the Heter, it remains Heter. So melee, in order to be Chayav Malkus, you have to eat the Kazais within 9 minutes. So if it's not Kazai Vechilas Pras, so it will take you more than 9 minutes to eat it up, to take your 10 minutes. But suppose he's a big expert in eating, and he can eat in 5 minutes what an average person would take 9 minutes, so then, even if it's in the ratio of 1 to 15, so an ordinary person would be able to eat it in 9 minutes. But this kind of a person, if he eats it in 9 minutes, in 8 minutes, in 7 minutes, in 6 minutes, in 5 minutes, so then he'll be higher according to the Raivet. So there's the Shita of the Raivet. And then there is the Shita. And here there is the Shita of the Balamoye and Nagamoye. The Rambam, the Tam Kiikar, also implies that the Yisrael is not bottle. The Issa does not become bottle in the Heter. So the Issa remains here, for Issa remains Issa. But the Heter is not converted into Issa. So melee, so in order to say that the heretofore Issa is not bottle, so the Tam has to be Tam Godel, so substantial, as if there had been a tarubes of the Kazai Lachilas Pras, a tarubes in the ratio of 1 to 6, a tarubes in the ratio of 1 to 8, not mad under the mention, because the Ramban Shiti Kazayis is Chotzi Beitza. Then Pras is annoying whether it's Kimo Beitzi or Ein Beitzi. So in other words, so that means either in the ratio of 1 to 6 or in the ratio of 1 to 8. But not that it has to be in that ratio. The time has to be so strong as see if it had been in the ratio of 1 to 6 or in 1 to 8. Visashin Sai, Letam Stav Nisea, Shekoleta Visashin Sai, Ramamoshon, Bein Beichlin, Bein Mashkin, Beichlin Shnei, Kazayis, Et Aratmina Sisi Sea, Bein Kolo, Vinozea, Lomadnu Shabuzel, Rabonu Pota Bechomet, Uvishori Surin Shebateo, Nitz Zimia Shef Shalom Leima, Letam Stav Nisea, Ein Tam Ki Kero Echilu, Ein Tam Ki Kero, Letam Stav Nisea, Vyesh Lachomokim Sheshnei Moin Kecho, Ki Bechatos, Shibnos Tam Apsula Bechelo, Boch Kazayis Meno, Leike Dersiv, Now, so he says that Heta Mistarif Nisar, whenever there is a law of Heta Mistarif Nisar, so the heretofore Heta is considered a Zisa. That's Mashma. That, but in Tam Ki Iker, so the heretofore Heta is not considered a Zisa. Why? Because the Ramban is Chilik and the Shita of Rabbi. If he had agreed with the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, some Mele, he couldn't say that by Tam Ki Iker, so then he's hired when he eats, when he eats the Yisar Kazayis, Mashein Kei, but Heta Mistar for Yisar, so then the Heta is considered like Yisar. According to the Tam, so every time we say Tam Ki Iker, so the Heter is considered like Iser. But the Ramban Shita is not like on the Tam, that there is no aloche of Heter Nefach Li Iser and the basis of the Tam Li Iser. So the aloche of Tam Ki Iker is only that the heretofore Iser is not working. So it's like Nikar Iser. Nikar Iser. So the Iser is not bottle, but that doesn't mean that the Heter is treated like Iser, because the Ramban Shita is not like Amitav. He says, Shom Ferek Ilan Moshe. We need some time to get the coaching also. So Taisu said the same thing in Chum, that because the cause of Yiddish is Kameo, so we have two alohas. First of all, the Tam Ki Iker, where there is a Tam, and sometimes there is mamoshes of the Iser Miuret with the Heter. So then we say Heter start of the Iser also. So it doesn't mean the kochim osa bechum is muter. No leima she bechum muter. El shetim tzaleima bechum name osa. Ein chidush is usrei vashelo vni she bekochim kaitzi bi osa. Vilu om arove shom heta mistarav nisea hoi aloshin bo shomoy bidigduk. Zeu perush tam gika. Because this is a kosum of nigdash liyis kameo, so we have implies two things. That there is heta mistarav nisea, because sometimes there is mamoshes of the Iser together with the Heter, and sometimes there is no mamoshes, it's just Tam. So in both situations, the Torah says Yiddishli is Kameo. So Mele, insofar as Nixerasakosu, in respect to Adam Starfisa is concerned, so it's Nixerasakosu from the Gabi Koch, but insofar as Tam Tika is concerned, so it's not only in Koch, it's Nixerasakosu from Kohatere Kule. But because view of the fact that vis-à-vis Hetam Star of Lisa is Zakosu formerly in Kochim, not in Chum, some Mele Robe uses the Russian in vis-à-vis Tam Kike also in Kochim Osa. Not that vis-à-vis Tam Kike Bechum is Muta, but because the same Zakosu tells us not only that by Kochim there is a lot of Tam Kike, there is a loche of Hetam Star of Lisa too. As far as the Xerzakos of Hetam Star of Lisa is concerned, it only applies to Kochim, not to Chum. But as far as the Xerzakos of Tam Dika is concerned, it applies to Chum as well. So the Mele, the Chobe uses Loshen with Yitzchak of Tam Dika and the Kochim Mosa, not implying that by Chum Tam Dika is Muta. But because he has to use that expression because Mosa in regard to the other Zersakos in respect to Adam Star of Lisa, so he uses the same expression in regard, in respect to Tam Gigat. It's all from Lask Shalom Adam Star of Lisa. She knew Mashita Kosre Bashiro. Tam Gigat, because Mosa, Zeo Kedush Kosre Bashiro, Uficha Homa, Zeo Hetra Bokalisa, Umasha Mosha, because Mulim was Bokum Mutter. Now I just write it, I'm not going to go the whole idea, but just the first few lines, because this is the most important. Yesh Rosh, Omar Avram, Tam Chodosh Hosei, V'regam Rinamene, Chiudova Sheyefsher, Sheyia Hagimu Sheboi, Yimin Acheir, V'leitan Mikabe. So he's Chilik and Mitzies. The Balamoya says, because Balamoya is the Kashe, why do we have to resort to our work the next of those Hakosov? Since the Gemara says that in Kusach HaBavli there is a Tam, some Mele it should be also on the score of Tam Tika. So the Gemara says there is a Tam, but there is a Tam Chodosh, not the original Tam of Chodosh. So he says by Kusach HaBavli it's not the Tam Chodosh, it's Mamesh the Tam of Chodosh. Tam Chodosh Hosei to Legabrinone. So you see the Eilid had a lot of wheat. He's a sogis. He gives vent to his wheat. It's very sharp. Because the Balamoyer said as a terrace on the Kashi, why do we have to resort? Why does the Blazer have to resort to Etam Star of Lisa? Since he gives a Tam, so he should be also, he should be higher on the score of Tam Tika. So the character was, no, on the score of Tam Tika, it wouldn't be high. It wouldn't be Osa, because it's not the original Tam. So he says, no, but this character by the Balamoya is a Tam Chodosh, you see. It's not the original Tam of the Din. He says, Tam Chodosh, you see. Never mind, the Kutzak HaBavli does not give a Tam Chodosh, but the Balamoya gives a Tam Chodosh in explaining the Blazer's din of Kusach HaBavli. Omar Avram Tam Chodosh Hosei, V'legam Rinamenei, Ku Dovo Sheyefsher, Sheyia Hagimu Sheboi Miminache V'yitayim Mikabei. It's not the Tam Chodosh, it's really the Tam Chomet. Uch Sheyikshu Mizeire, Yohochel Rablaza Chomet in Pesach, Nam Nachshim Kehetam Star of Nisa, Lavo Hano de Maslis Nakshalei. Ela fiu chomet sumato sheimu rovin v'sheim len tam ze mize. So the Ravid gives a different text. He says, Eino chanami. the items mentioned in the Mishnah Kusach Abavli Shecha Hamodi Bizesma Mitzri involve the question of Tamkikya, not of Etamitzdal Vlitsa. There it's a question of time. But when Reb Lezer says in the Braise that Kol Machmetzes we learn out the Tetamistar of Nisa, he doesn't have reference to Kusachabah. He has reference to other things. So, Uchshehikshu, Nizira, Yochel, Avelachom, and Pesach, Nam and Nechshib, Tetamistar of Nisa, Lava Hanan Masnisen, actually. But, the Gemara has reference to a case where a person eats, let's say, something that is a mixture of chometz and not chometz. It's a mixture. In other words, the Raivich is like Rashi. It doesn't require tarubes. It doesn't require tarubes in the sense of being niured one the other and not nikar isa, but it has to be mixed up. Otherwise, if it's completely separate, you wouldn't say heta mistar of isa. But if it's mixed up, but you can recognize this is the isa, this is the heta. Sometimes you take, let's say, you make, you know, a salad. Whenever you make a salad, you take you chopped egg and you take onions. You take celery and you mix them up together. So it's tarubes. But is that a real tarubes? You can identify. Here is the piece of egg, here is the piece of celery, here is the piece of tomato. But they are all mixed up together. Messed up together. But you can recognize them. So that's not tarubes. That's not tarubes. And here you couldn't apply the aloche of tamtikia because it's not tarubes. It's not a real tarubes. But the aloha of Eta Mitzvah of Nisa, you do apply. So when the Gemara says, according to Reb Lezer, so Tarubes Chometz, you are higher on the basis of Eta Mitzvah of Nisa, the Gemara doesn't mean Kusach Abav. Kusach Abav, that is mentioned in the Mishnah Amodi, in the Yisra Mitzri, there it's Mamesh Tarubes. There it's Mamesh Tarubes. But when Reb Lezer says that Tarubes Chometz Yachayev when it's not Mamish Tarubes. But they are just Miurev together. So, Uchshihikshu Nizira Yochel Rabbeza Chometz Pesach Nam and Yachshib Ketam and Tarub Nisa Lava Hanav Mas Nisna actually. Ela of Filu Al Chometz Umatze Sheimu Robin. So it doesn't mean Sheimu Robin that they are completely separate. Sheimu Robin in the sense of not being Niker, but they are mixed up together. They are mixed up together. You take, let's say, you take cheese and you mix it up with pieces of bread. But you can see here are the pieces of bread, here is the cheese. So then, you wouldn't be able to apply the law of Tamkikya. Okay, so but that's considered animal loving. So then, but as far as Kusach Abav is concerned, so it's not on the basis of it. Vishayim tams emizeh. Pano de Masnissen lau mishum et amistar visa. El mishum nitam ki ike. All right, so we'll give it to you. Now, as a matter of fact, we are practically through it all in the army. Next week, hopefully, we'll be able to discuss the three of the primes of the army.